The Heartland Defense Exercise on August 8th included members of emergency government, hospitals, university biologists, first responders, and police and fire departments in and around La Crosse County. County Emergency Government Coordinator Keith Butler says they clearly need more hazardous material training for area fire personnel. Butler says that will be difficult.
As you know, most of the fire departments in our community, as well as communities all over Wisconsin and upper Midwest, are volunteers. So it's hard to get them into hazmat training because you have to pull them away from their jobs, away from their homes and stuff to have that happen for them. But I know there's tremendous interest, and many of them have taken a hazmat tech class and hazmat operations classes. So I know there's a lot of them.
Butler says communication also needs improvement. He says Homeland Security grants will be used whenever possible to buy radios that can use new channels being set aside for emergency communications. For the first time, the U.S. military set up a combat support hospital to assist in the exercise, which included more than 800 participants. This summer's exercise involved multiple fake disasters, including a release of anthrax in La Crosse and a train derailment in West Salem, causing the release of ammonia. In addition, 30 illegal immigrants jumped from the train and one was found to have plague. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.